Everyone, a good Thursday to you, and happy 4th of July. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Tim Drawbridge. A soupy start to your Thursday for this Independence Day holiday. High dew point temperatures, and indeed a soupy feel to the air, and not many changes as we head throughout the next 6 to 7 days. Current temperature-wise, as we wake up on this Thursday morning, all of us well in the 60s into the lower 70s. 73 as of last check here in Albany. Up the north way into Glens Falls, it is 73 as well. 68 at Scroon Lake, 65 at Indian Lake with a couple of showers passing by in your vicinity. Make our way back toward the Mohawk Valley along Sacandaga. 67 at Broad Auburn, to 71 at Canajoharie. It's 66 at Duanesburg, 68 at Voorheesville, to 64 at Hunter, and 68 at Bellaire Mountain. We'll jump back across the Hudson Valley into the Berkshires, where it's 68 at Pittsfield, as well as Peru, 67 at Beckett, and 67 at Alford. Across central and southern portions of Vermont, it's 68 right now at Rutland. It is also 68 at Mount Snow. Down the Berkshire Spur and a right-hand turn into portions of Columbia County, we're sitting at 70 at Ghent. It's also 70 in the village of Catskill and 73 down the thruway at Kingston. Again, the radar right now showing a couple of showers trending out of portions of Hamilton County to northwestern Warren County and western Essex County. Mainly light showers, could be a brief heavy downpour. We expect this action to dissipate as it makes its way into the Champlain Valley, with any opportunity for some showers and thundershowers on an isolated basis to occur as we head through this afternoon. Very similar in terms of the aerial coverage that we saw back on Wednesday afternoon, when we didn't see much in the way of activity until after 5 o'clock last evening. Mohawk Valley, southern Adirondacks, portions of Saratoga County trending into Washington County. The surface analysis this morning shows a large dome of high pressure in the western Atlantic pushing back through the 95 corridor and the rest of the eastern seaboard. That would be the Bermuda High Pressure System. We have a boundary extending just north of the region right now, basically draped along the U.S.-Canadian border back into the Great Lakes before it snakes its way down toward the Ohio Valley and the Mississippi Valley. This is the dividing line between the tropical levels of humidity versus the much more comfortable air mass located across the central plains back into central and western portions of Ontario. And like I said, not many changes as we head throughout the next 6 to 7 days. So if you love the summertime heat and humidity, you'll be very happy. And if you're more of a fan of the more pleasant summer weather, more toward spring or toward fall, where we're dealing with temperatures upper 70s, lower 80s, and dew point temperatures upper 40s and lower 50s, that is not heading this way, unfortunately, anytime soon. A quick review of the climatological data as we went through the day Wednesday, your July 3rd. 87 the official high yesterday at 2:30 in the afternoon after a morning low of 74 about this time yesterday morning. No precipitation yesterday at Albany International. The month-to-date total remains at 0.59, a departure from normal on the plus side by 21 one-hundredths of an inch, but again, still very early for the month. For the year, quantitatively, a hair over 24 inches, specifically 24.01. The average year-to-date value, when you look at the last 30 years of climatological data, 18.95. And we are in the surplus, in terms of being in the black, at 5.06 inches for the year 2013. The average high-low split for today, your Thursday, July 4th, is 82 and 61. The record, and it is the all-time record high for Albany today, 104 degrees, set way back in the day of 1911. The record low for today on this date is 44 from 1971. The sun will set later today at 8:36 p.m., giving us an approximate length of day of 15 hours and 13 minutes. The sun will rise once again on Friday morning at 5:23, set on Friday evening at 8:36 p.m. So the forecast as we head throughout the remainder of the day for today shows a mixture of hazy sunshine and clouds. We'll continue to call it muggy. A lot of you will just call it plain old unbearable, with a bit of a breeze helping to cool things off just a touch, and on the south and southwest at speeds of 5 to 15 miles per hour. In similar nature, in terms of the aerial coverage from yesterday, we will call for some isolated showers and a couple of thunderstorms. And again, if you end up being underneath one of those isolated showers or thunderstorms, you will have the opportunity to see a heavy downpour. A forecast high today in Albany, up to 89, 87 in Glens Falls. Perhaps an evening shower or storm, otherwise we'll call it clear to partly cloudy for the overnight period tonight. Muggy, a low down to 69 in Albany, mid-60s at Glens Falls. Fireworks weather for many of us will be outstanding. And again, barbecue weather, swimming weather, boating weather for today, simply outstanding as well. That will continue as we head throughout the day on Friday. A mix of hazy sunshine and clouds, muggy with a bit of a breeze, isolated showers, a couple of thunderstorms, and again, if you're caught underneath one of those, an opportunity to see a heavy downpour with many locations in the upper 80s and lower 90s for afternoon highs. Mixed sun and clouds, an opportunity for an isolated shower or storm for Saturday, a high of 88. Mixed sun and clouds for Sunday, scattered showers and thundershowers as we start to increase the aerial coverage Sunday into Sunday night, highs in the mid-80s. Isolated shower or storm on Monday, otherwise a mix of hazy sunshine and clouds again, high into the mid-80s. And that theme of hazy sunshine and clouds mixed with scattered showers and thundershowers persists for next Tuesday into Wednesday with, we'll call it, uncomfortable levels of humidity persisting, highs mid to upper 80s. Have a wonderful and safe 4th of July holiday, and we'll talk to you again this time tomorrow morning. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Tim Drawbridge.